Chapter 9. Use Your Leisure Time Better. Practices. Practice 1. Fix or build something every week. Some people are handy, which means they are good at learning and using new skills which involve using their hands. In the past, many people in the USA were handy. If you lived in the countryside, for example, you had to be able to fix and build things. There was no Amazon Prime, so you could not replace broken things by ordering new ones. And there were no local workmen to come and help you. Today, fewer people are handy. This is because it is no longer necessary for them to have and use these skills at home or at work. This change has advantages and disadvantages. The biggest advantage is that it frees up many hours, so that people can do something useful with their time. It can be fun to repair something, but if you have to do it all the time, the fun disappears. There is also an economic advantage if you use your free time to do the things that you are good at. For example, if you are a lawyer, you can use your free time to become a better lawyer. If you do this, you will earn more money. You can then use some of this money to pay someone to repair things for you, instead of using your time to repair it yourself. However, money is not the only thing to consider. As I argued in the previous chapter, learning and using new skills is an important way to achieve high-quality leisure. If you are able to become more handy, this will help you to use your time in a better way. The easiest way to become more handy is first to learn a new skill, then use that skill to repair, learn, or build something, and then do the same thing again. Start with easy projects where you can follow simple instructions. When you feel more confident, you can try more difficult projects where you might need to know how to do things which are not in the instructions. Here are some examples of projects for someone who is not used to working with their hands. Every one of these examples is something either I or someone I know was able to do in a weekend. Change the oil in your car. Put a new electric light on your ceiling. Make a wooden headboard for your bed. Create a vegetable garden. If you are not sure where to learn the skills you need for simple projects like these, the answer is easy. Almost every handy person I know uses the same place for easy lessons: YouTube. For any normal project, there are lots of YouTube videos to help you. Some are more helpful and give you more information than others. But as you become more confident, you will need less help. I suggest that you try to use one new skill every week, over a period of 6 weeks. Start with easy skills, like the ones in my list above. Then, as you get more confident, you can try more difficult ones. When this 6-week experiment ends, you will see that you are able to learn new things, and you will realize that you enjoy doing this. Most people find that they start to like getting their hands dirty. Practice 2. Schedule your low-quality leisure. My suggestion for this practice is that you schedule the time you spend on low-quality leisure activities. This means that you decide the periods of time you're going to spend on web surfing, social media, and entertainment before you actually do them. There are two reasons why this practice works well. First, if you limit the time you spend on low-quality leisure, this will create more time for high-quality leisure. The second reason it works well is that it does not mean you have to stop enjoying all low-quality activities. If you stop using everything, your mind will find all sorts of small problems and reasons to get you back online. This will make you less determined to continue with the practice. Once this has happened, you will return to using technology compulsively and unthinkingly. On the other hand, if you limit use to special periods of time, it is harder for your mind to encourage you to cheat. You are not stopping completely, so you are more likely to keep to your scheduled times. When you start to try this practice, do not worry about how much time you schedule for low-quality activities. For example, it is fine for you to schedule most of your evenings and weekends at the beginning. Then, as you start to do higher-quality activities, you will want to reduce the time you spend on low-quality ones. You will learn that, even after you have reduced the amount of time you spend on these activities a lot, you will not feel like you are missing many benefits. I believe that most people who use social media can get all the value they need from it if they use it as little as 20 to 40 minutes per week. This is something that really terrifies social media companies because if these companies want to make money, people have to use their products for as many minutes as possible. This is why, when they are defending their products, social media companies focus on the question of why you use them and not on how you use them. Once people start thinking about the second how question, they realize that they are spending too much time online. Once you start trying this practice, you will start to wonder why you used to spend so much time staring at a screen. Practice 3. Join something. When the politician Benjamin Franklin returned from London, England to Philadelphia in 1726, he did not know many people. He had grown up in Boston, so he did not have family members or friends in his new home city. Also, he was not religious, so he did not want to join a church. Because there were no social organizations that Franklin wanted to join, he started his own. In 1727, Franklin created a social club called the Junto. The members met on Friday evenings and discussed politics and philosophy. After that, Franklin had the idea of asking all the members to give some money to buy books for the club, which the members could use. After that, in 1736, Franklin created the Union Fire Company, which was one of the first volunteer firefighting companies in the USA. In 1743, he had become more interested in science, so he created the American Philosophical Society as a way for the best scientists in the country to meet and work together. Franklin arrived in Philadelphia as a person whom no one knew. 20 years later, he was one of the most important people in the city. He lived an extremely busy life, and he was never bored. He sets a good example for us to follow. When a group of people decides to work together to achieve something, there are always some problems. It is easy to allow these problems to prevent us from joining clubs and groups. But we should still join. Franklin's advice was, join first, then solve the problems later. It does not matter if it is a sports club, a committee at your church, a local volunteer group, or the parent-teacher group at your child's school. My advice is, get up, get out, and start to enjoy the benefits that joining things can bring. Practice 4. Follow leisure plans. Successful people create strategies and make plans. It might sound strange to have a strategy for your free time. But if you want high-quality leisure, this is what you need to do. I am going to suggest two ways of doing this, a seasonal plan and a weekly plan. The seasonal leisure plan. This is something you do 3 times a year, for 3 seasons, at the beginning of the fall, early September, at the beginning of winter, January, and at the beginning of summer, early May. I like seasonal plans because I work in a university. Some people who work in business would rather have a quarterly plan, 4 plans per year, each for 3 months, and this is fine too. A good seasonal plan has 2 important things: your objectives, the things you want to do, and your habits, the rules for how you behave that you want to follow during the season. Here is an example of an objective. Objective: learn on the guitar 6 songs from Meet the Beatles. Strategies: put new strings on my guitar and check they are in tune. Find the music for the songs and print it. Start practicing my guitar regularly, like I used to, arrange a Beatles party in November, sing the songs at the party. Notice that it does not just say, play my guitar. It is important to set a clear goal which you can achieve in a season. Also, notice that the strategies include a reward, the party at the end of the season. This makes it more likely that you will follow the plan. Finally, notice that the writer does not say exactly when they're going to practice. This needs to go into the weekly plan, which I will go on to describe. Here are some examples of the other thing you need for a seasonal plan. The habits. Habit. During the week, limit low-quality leisure time to only 60 minutes a night. Habit. Read something in bed every night. Habit. Go to one cultural event a week. For example, a concert, play, or talk. You should try to follow these habits during the whole season. They are not the same as your objectives. A good seasonal plan will have some interesting objectives and a small number of good habits. The weekly leisure plan. At the beginning of each week, make time to look at your seasonal leisure plan. Then, decide how you will fit your leisure activities into the coming week. For each objective, decide what things you can do during the week to make progress on your objectives. Then, it is important for you to schedule exactly when you are going to do these things. The weekly leisure plan is when you decide how to fit what you want to do into your schedule. For example, imagine that you go to the gym from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. before work on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You could then decide that you use the same times, 7:30 to 8:30 a.m., for guitar practice on Tuesday and Thursday. Maybe creating a schedule for the week is something that you already do. If so, you can just change your schedule to include your weekly leisure plan. Finally, you should look again at the habits in your seasonal plan. Also, think about your habits in the week that has just ended. It is possible that you will see some habits in your list that you forgot about or did not follow, perhaps because they were too difficult. You need to think about why this happened. You might worry that planning your leisure will take too much time and make it less fun. In fact, you only need a few minutes to write your plans. Also, when you start planning your leisure activities, you might find that you are able to create more leisure time than you did before. Finally, of course, it is true that after a busy day at work or looking after children, the idea of doing nothing might sound good. However, for most people, free time ends up being wasted time. If you try doing something that is hard to do, you will get much more benefit from it.